Chapter 9. Driving Offenses. Driving under the influence of alcohol or certain drugs is a crime. According to the National Safety Council, every 33 minutes someone dies in an alcohol-related crash. Drunk driving will cost every adult in this country almost $500 per year. Drunk driving is the leading single cause of death among young people in the age range from 16 to 24. Statistics indicated that U.S. drivers drank too much and got behind the wheel about 112 million times in 2010. Alcohol. When alcohol enters your stomach, it goes into your bloodstream and to all parts of your body. It reaches your brain in about 20 minutes. In your brain, alcohol affects those parts that control your judgment and skill. Here are some things you should know about alcohol. Alcohol is a depressant, not a stimulant. It has anesthetic effects on the brain, which goes to sleep. Alcohol slows normal reflexes, interferes with judgment, reduces alertness, and impairs vision. If you feel stimulated after drinking, it is simply because your inhibitions are lowered, causing loss of caution and self-control. In large enough quantities, acute alcohol poisoning can result in a coma or death. It doesn't matter whether you drink beer, wine, whiskey, or any other alcoholic beverage. It's the amount of alcohol that enters your blood that causes the problem. Alcohol can affect you differently at different times. A small amount on an empty stomach will affect you more rapidly than it would if you had recently eaten. Many other factors affect the rate at which alcohol is absorbed into the bloodstream. Alcohol content, potency and type of beverage, rate of consumption, gender, physical fitness, emotional state and rate of metabolism and elimination. Once the alcohol enters your blood, there is nothing you can do to lessen the effect. Black coffee, exercise, or a cold shower will not sober you up. Alcohol is metabolized by your liver and eliminated from your body through your kidneys and lungs. This process takes time. If you have been drinking alcoholic beverages, you are in no condition to drive. You have placed yourself in a position where you might injure or kill yourself or some innocent person. Remember that alcohol reduces the ability to judge speeds, distances and angles. Encourages the driver to take foolish risks and brake laws. Impairs concentration. You may forget to fasten a seatbelt, turn on headlights, use turn signals, observe stop signs, etc. Slows reaction time in stopping and turning. Limits vision. Eyes become blurred and can't focus. Reduces ability to judge one's own condition. Causes sleepiness. Increases anger towards other drivers. If you know someone has been drinking, do not allow them to drive. Even one drink can inhibit response time. The brain is most dramatically affected by alcohol. Initially, you may become more relaxed and less concerned with a minor irritation. One of the positive effects of alcohol for many people. Physically, a feeling of warmth can be caused by the dilation of capillaries beneath the surface of the skin, resulting in a feeling termed flushed. This is caused by internal heat moving to the surface, but actually, the body's temperature is being lowered. Blood is being transferred from the vital organs to the extremities, which makes alcohol dangerous for a snake bite, shock or overexposure to cold. In hot weather, the result could be a heat stroke. As the level of intoxication increases, coordination and vision become impaired. The ability to think and learn is altered because of effects on cells in the outer layer of the brain. An unsteadiness or inability to stand or walk can follow. In small amounts, alcohol can have a tranquilizing effect, but in large amounts it can depress the highly developed brain centers which store learned behavior. The ability to think in relation to the overall picture is reduced. Alcohol can disturb sleep patterns. An alcoholic blackout occurs when information is not stored properly in the brain, causing a complete memory loss the next morning. Blood alcohol concentration. What does blood alcohol concentration, BAC, measure? BAC describes the concentration of alcohol in a person's blood expressed as weight per unit of volume. For example, at 0.10% BAC, there is a concentration of 100 mg of alcohol per 100 milliliters of blood. For most legal purposes, however, a blood sample is not necessary to determine a person's BAC. It can be measured much more simply by analyzing exhaled breath, such as using a breathalyzer. It takes about an hour for the body to get rid of one normal drink from the circulatory system. Therefore, if someone has had four normal drinks, they should wait 4 hours or more before they drive. In Louisiana, the legal limit of blood alcohol concentration is 0.04 if you are operating a commercial motor vehicle, 0.08 if you are 21 years of age or older, 0.02 if you are 20 years of age and younger. The body can process 0.015% of alcohol per hour. If your blood alcohol content, BAC, is 0.20% at 2 a.m., it will be more than 0.10% at 8 a.m. and still 0.05% at noon the following day. You cannot hide drunk driving. Keep in mind that sober means that no alcohol or other impairing drugs are in the circulatory system of the body. Impairment starts with the first drink. Even one drink of alcohol can affect a person's ability to operate a motor vehicle. With one or more drinks in the bloodstream, a person is visibly impaired and could be arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol or other drugs. A trained police officer will notice a driver who has been drinking. Some telltale signs are speeding. A drinking driver often thinks he can drive safely at high speeds. Weaving. Even though a driver may stay in his lane, he may have trouble steering straight. Slow driving. A drinking driver may be overly cautious and drive slower than normal traffic. Jerking motion. A drinking driver often may have short mental lapses and not keep a steady speed on a clear road. Quick stop. A drinking driver may make sudden stops at a traffic sign or light rather than easing up to it. Louisiana has a law against an open container of alcohol in the vehicle. This law prohibits both the possession of any open alcoholic beverage container and consumption of any alcohol beverage in a vehicle. Even if you are not consuming alcoholic beverages, the fact that it is the vehicle puts you, the driver, at risk for fines and penalties. Penalty for driving while intoxicated, DWI. Your first conviction could cost you $4,500, court costs, fines, lawyer fees, etc. First DWI conviction, maximum penalties. A criminal record. 6 months in jail. $1,000 fine plus court costs. Loss of driver's license for 365 days. Second DWI conviction, maximum penalties. A criminal record. 6 months in jail with 48 hours mandatory jail time. $1,000 fine plus court costs. Loss of driver's license for 2 years. Third DWI conviction, maximum penalties, RS 14.98. A felony criminal record. 1 to 5 years in prison with 30 days mandatory jail time. $2,000 fine plus court costs. Loss of driver's license for 3 years. Vehicle may be seized and sold. 6 weeks inpatient and 12 months outpatient substance abuse treatment. Home incarceration for remainder of sentence. Fourth DWI conviction, maximum penalties, RS 14-98. A felony criminal record. 30 years in prison with 30 days mandatory jail time. $5,000 fine plus court costs. Loss of driver's license for 3 years. Auto may be seized and sold. 6 weeks inpatient and 12 months outpatient substance abuse treatment. 5 years home incarceration. Note. With a felony record, you can't vote. You may be restricted from pursuing a career in the military, dentistry, engineering, insurance, law, medicine, and public accounting. Some insurance companies will not sell you auto insurance. In addition to the penalties listed, proof of future financial responsibility must be filed and maintained for 3 years from the date of conviction. The court also has the authority to require participation in community service work, driver improvement programs, and substance abuse treatment, all at your expense. If you are driving while intoxicated and cause a crash which results in the death of another person, your conviction can result in a jail term of up to 30 years. You'll lose your driver's license, a great deal of money, and the privileges of citizenship. You'll face being sued by the deceased person's relatives for amounts that could easily exceed your insurance coverage. Most importantly, you'll have to live the rest of your life knowing that you killed another human being. If you see a drunk driver, you should Stay as far away from the other vehicle as possible. Do not signal the driver to pull over. This may result in a collision. Make a note of the license plate number and the details of the vehicle. Do not compromise your safety while trying to obtain this information. Pull over and call 911. Give a complete description of the vehicle and its exact location. Then leave the rest to the police and let them do their work. Drugs. Driving while, or after using drugs, for example, amphetamines, tranquilizers and barbiturates, can be hazardous, and possibly lethal, because of drowsiness, reduced coordination and poor judgment or risk-taking. It can take hours to wear off, and if the drugs are combined with alcohol, the effects can be exaggerated and increased dramatically. Louisiana law provides the same penalty for driving under the influence of drugs as it does for alcohol. This includes over-the-counter, OTC, and prescribed medication. It is important to pay attention to the labels on medications as they may interfere with your driving ability. Marijuana. Whereas the effects of a single drink will diminish over an hour, it takes 5 to 6 hours for the effects of smoking one marijuana cigarette to wear off, making the combination of marijuana and alcohol especially dangerous. It can affect your eyesight, and with some users, marijuana interferes with the ability to judge time, speed, and distance. Marijuana use can cause increased heart rate and make some user paranoid and anxious. In young people, it impairs the ability to concentrate and retain information. Short-term effects of marijuana use are the interference with memory and learning. It can make the simplest task seem hopelessly confusing. Vehicular homicide. Under RS 14 minutes 32 seconds and 1 millisecond, vehicular homicide is the fatal injury of a human by an operator of any motor vehicle, aircraft, watercraft, or other means of conveyance, whether or not there is any intent to cause death or great bodily harm. Penalties include fines of not less than $2,000 nor more than $15,000 and imprisonment for not less than 5 years or more than 30 years. At least 1 year jail time will be mandatory. Vehicle negligent injury. Under RS 14 minutes 39 seconds and 1 millisecond, vehicle negligent injury is inflicting any injury by an operator of any motor vehicle, aircraft, watercraft, or other means of conveyance when the offender is under the influence of alcohol or drugs and/or the offender's blood alcohol concentration is 0.08% or more. Penalties include fines of not more than $1,000 or imprisonment for not more than 6 months, or both. First-degree vehicle negligent injury. Under RS 14 minutes 39 seconds and 2 milliseconds, first-degree vehicle negligent injury is inflicting of serious bodily injury by an operator of any motor vehicle, aircraft, watercraft, or other means of conveyance when the offender is under the influence of alcohol or drugs and/or the offender's blood alcohol concentration is 0.08% or more. Penalties include fines of not more than $2,000 or imprisonment for not more than 5 years, or both. Reckless driving. If you operate a vehicle in a criminally negligent or reckless manner, you are committing a crime punishable by a fine and jail. Hit and run driving. If you are involved in or cause an accident, you are required by law to stop, identify yourself and render reasonable aid. Failure to do so may result in a fine and time in jail. Flight FROMAN officer, a motor vehicle driver, who refuses to stop, knowing a law enforcement officer has given a signal for him to stop, has committed a crime punishable by a fine and time in jail. Flight from an officer. A motor vehicle driver, who refuses to stop, knowing a law enforcement officer has given a signal for him to stop, has committed a crime punishable by a fine and time in jail. Administrative per se, submit or refuse alcohol analysis test. Louisiana law states that when you drive a motor vehicle upon the highways of this state, you are deemed to have given your consent to a test for the purpose of determining the alcoholic content of your blood in the presence of any abused or illegal controlled dangerous substance. This is known as implied consent. You may be asked to perform a field sobriety test or consent to a blood, urine, or breathe test to determine your blood alcohol level. The test will be administered at the discretion of a law enforcement officer who has reason to believe you were driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs. At the time, the officer will advise you of both your criminal and civil rights as they relate to your arrest and to the chemical test. If you refuse to submit to the test, your driving privileges will be suspended for 365 days on your first offense. If it is a second or subsequent offense, your driving privileges will be suspended for 730 days. In addition, before you can have your driving privileges reinstated, you must file proof of future financial responsibility by submitting an SR-22, which is high-risk insurance, or $30,000 in cash or security. You will be required by law to maintain an SR-22 for 3 years from the date of conviction. If you submit to the test and you are 21 years of age or older, and the test results show a BAC level of 0.08% to 0.19%, your driving privileges will be suspended for 90 days. If your BAC level is 0.20% or greater, your driving privileges will be suspended for 2 years. If you submit to the test and you are under 21 years of age, and the test results show a BAC level of 0.02% or more, your driving privileges will be suspended for 180 days. These are the specified penalties for first offense. If it is a second or subsequent offense, your driving privileges will be suspended for 365 days. Losing your driving privileges. The following is a list of various violations for which your driving privileges will be suspended. Conviction of driving while intoxicated, DWI. Failure to stop for a school bus loading or unloading children. Manslaughter or negligent homicide resulting from the operation of a motor vehicle. Any felony committed while operating a motor vehicle. Failure to stop and render assistance at an accident, in which you were involved, that results in the injury or death of a person. Three convictions of reckless driving committed within a 12-month period. Unlawful use of a driver's license. Making a false statement or concealing a material fact on an application for a driver's license. Failure to answer a traffic law charge. Driving in violation of a driver's license restriction. Refusal to take alcohol analysis test when arrested for DWI, or after submitting to the test where the results show a BAC level of 0.08% or more for those 21 years of age or older, or 0.02% or more for those younger than 21 years of age. Failure to comply with the financial responsibility law when required. Committing an offense in another state which, if committed in this state, would be grounds for suspension or revocation. Altering information on the license. Driving with a suspended driver's license. Text messaging while operating a motor vehicle. Using a wireless, cellular communication device while operating a school bus. Using a wireless, cellular communication device while operating a motor vehicle if the driver holds a Class E, learner's or intermediate operator's license, or is under the age of 18, or has been issued a first-time operator's license that is within 1 year from the original issue date, excluding out-of-state transfers. The surrender of an individual's actual driver's license will not be required to begin the period of suspension and/or disqualification. The suspension and/or disqualification dates can be given upon receipt of the individual's most current operator's license, in state or out of state, upon expiration of the operator's license, on the date a statement of non-possession is received, after the expiration date of the prior suspension or disqualification, or 30 days after the date of the notice of suspension, depending upon the individual record. EACH conviction of driving under suspension will cause your suspension period to be extended for 1 year. Driving while your license is suspended will be cause for arrest, a court fine, and/or time in jail. Upon expiration of any suspension period, a reinstatement fee will be required before your driving privileges can be reinstated.